Welcome to the first audio recording to help prepare you for our upcoming Footsteps of Paul seminar in Turkey, Greece, and Rome. We also want to welcome those who will not actually be joining us on site, but are joining the audio tour. We're glad you're joining us. The essence of day one is getting to O'Hare Airport and flying to Istanbul. Some of you have made different travel arrangements for various reasons, but most of us will be meeting each other for the first time at O'Hare. We travel through the night and arrive on day two. Our main objective on this day is getting there and settling into our hotel just dripping with jet lag. Now here's a little tip. Sleep as much as you can on the airplane. But once you get to the hotel, determine to stay awake. Oh, all right, I'll probably take a little nap. But after all, I'm a little older than some of you. But what I'm going to do is to set an alarm so that I don't sleep more than 10 or 15 minutes. I'll also get someone to knock on my door to make sure that I get up after the alarm goes off. Once we're in the hotel, it's going to dawn on you. You are in Istanbul. It is a city that has a population of over 15 million people. It is a city that has boundaries in both Europe and Asia. It is the most populous city in Europe and the 15th largest city in the world. Think of it this way. It is much larger than any city in the USA. Just a small amount of history. In 330 AD, Constantine the Great made the city his imperial capital. He renamed it New Rome, then changed it to Constantinople after himself. It served as the imperial capital for the Roman Empire for almost 1,600 years. That includes 1,000 years after the fall of Rome in the West. Well, day two is our cushion day. If our flight is delayed, we have time to adjust. But if everything goes as planned, we'll have time to take a tour on the Bosphorus. That's a good way to fight jet lag by getting plenty of fresh air and sunshine. Here is your tip of the day. Before you leave the hotel, not only here, but every hotel on the entire trip, be sure to pick up one of their business cards that has the hotel name and address. So if you get separated from the group, you can always take a taxi back to the hotel. The Bosphorus is an extremely busy waterway that separates Europe and Asia all within the city of Istanbul. The commuter ferries do over 600 rides a day to over 50 different ports all around the Bosphorus. We're not taking one of those because we want to experience seeing the entire strait. So we'll be going on a tour boat and hearing all about the fascinating neighborhoods on both sides. Hopefully, the boat will dock at one of those ports so we can spend some free time exploring the area. This is one of those times when you will need the hotel business card in case you can't find your way back to the boat. As we go through day two and three, we'll be looking for some great spots to hear our stories. The ones we hope to hear while we're in the city tell about Paul before he takes his first missionary journey. This includes his conversion and his time in Antioch. Oh, we'll still hear about his first missionary journey, but later on in the tour. Those willing to go deeper into this week's study, go to BT Stories. That's B as in Bible, T as in telling, stories. So it's btstories.com and watch stories 230 and 233. Also, if you have time, watch the story insights as well. An additional activity to help you prepare is to go to YouTube and type in boat rides on the Bosphorus. That's B-O-S-P-H-O-R-U-S. Well, that's all we have for this week. feel free to tell family members and friends about this audio series. They may not be able to take the Footsteps of Paul seminar, but they might enjoy hearing about the various sites we are going to see. We'll talk to you next week.